Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and you are here again with us on another wonderful Monday evening for Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. I am so pleased to have you here with us again this week. Each week we work very hard to make sure that we bring guests to you that will inspire, encourage, engage, provide you with tangible resources, and be able to help us to transition from victim to victorious in areas of domestic violence, sexual assault, but we also discuss other points of interest and current events. So I'm so pleased for those of you who are always with us. Thank you for joining us again this Monday. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we certainly welcome you to our program. This week is no exception to the wonderful guests that we have on our show. So without too much delay, I'm going to go ahead and introduce to all of you our guests for this week and what we're going to be talking about. Powerhouse Dr. C. Denise Richardson, Rich, Raw, Real, Retrospective. She is a true powerhouse. She is a dynamic and passionate wife, mother, speaker, educator, and is what she calls herself, the women's rich life strategist. She's also a survivor. So without further ado, let me present to some and introduce our very own Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Welcome to the show.
Oh, you have just blessed me. That is so, it's true about my resume, Joyce, but I am just floored. I thank you so much for those kind but truthful words as far as me being a survivor of child sexual abuse and domestic violence as a teenager and into my late teens, I think about 19, close to 20, and I am a degreed certified educator and mother and wife and all of those things. So thank you for having me on the show this evening. I am so excited.
Likewise, I am too, and I know you pretty well, but I'm just so pleased to have you on the show because I wanted to introduce you to those who may not be familiar with who you are and what you do. So again, for those who are just joining us on the line, I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This is another wonderful episode of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio, and we have the pleasure of having Dr. C. Denise Richardson on the line with us. So, Dr. C., I'm just going to open the floor for the next few minutes and have you tell our listening audience, number one, a little bit about yourself, and then number two, about this Mountain Movers Conference, because I really want us to get deep into the conference, what it's about, and why people need to attend. So the floor is yours at this time.
Okay. Well, I'm C. Denise Richardson. I am, oh, my goodness, presently I call myself, I've termed and coined myself as the Women's Rich Life Strategist because for so many years, even being an only child, people would assume that I was spoiled, and that may have been true to a degree, but being spoiled as far as material things and being having a rich life and abundance spiritually, that was something that escaped me. So God just gave me the vision to begin helping women, helping my sisters to realize that they don't have to be envious of other women who have a marriage that is intact, a marriage that is functional rather than dysfunctional, children who are being reared to acknowledge God, women who get out here as single women, because I haven't always been married. I've been married for February to be 19 years, but I haven't always been married. There was a life prior to my husband, and that life was dysfunctional way before it was ever functional. So, what I presently do is my husband and I have a nonprofit, Life Changers Outreach Ministries Corporation, and what we do is reconcile families together and back to God. We equip them to become families of prayer, power, purpose, and prosperity. And Yeah, we involve and incorporate literacy, tutoring, mentoring, and we also partner with several nonprofit organizations, such as Mission Possible with Thelma Nelms and Trinity Coalition Community Outreach in the Westwood area. So that's a little bit about me, but I also am an authorized facilitator for Darkness to Light Stewards of Children. And what that encompasses, Joyce, is educating our communities at large, whether it be mother groups, meaning these are mothers who are desiring to become equipped and educated in preventing child sexual abuse. It could be community leaders. It could be pastors. It could be mothers in the church. It could be lay people in the ministries. Anybody who has a group of at least 10 or more, I am willing to come out, or they can come to me, and I will train them in a 2.5-hour session. And we do offer certificates and continuing education units. So my passion at this has always been children, especially girls and women. And I guess a part of that is because as a 4-year-old or 5-year-old little girl, I was sexually abused by a close family friend. My aunt's boyfriend would molest me, and that was my first exposure that I can remember. With being exposed to that demonic spirit. So from that point on, I was just a messed up child. People would look at me and say, she has it made, she's an only child. And then there were others who criticized and ridiculed me because I had a bad temperament. I had a very dysfunctional temperament, but nobody sought to find out why. And in reflecting back, it had something to do with me being exposed to some things that was not God's will for me to be exposed to. But nobody investigated, nobody took time to find out why is this little child so angry at times, and why is she so happy at other times. And of course, Joyce, during those times, and this was in the 70s, the term ADHD, ADD was not a familiar term. It wasn't, utilized or a diagnosis that was common, especially in African American children. Now, I'm not saying that I was I was impulsive or anything, but I was very talkative, like I am now, as you see. I was very attitudinal, Joyce, and it's just not normal for a child to be so angry and so frustrated and promiscuous at the ages of, 12 and 13. It's just not back then. It wasn't normal for a child, a girl, to be in sex and things of that nature. Oh, but listen, you asked me about Mountain Mover.
I did, but okay. I'm going to get to that in just a second, but I kind of want to stop right there because you brought up a couple of really good points that I want to make sure that we cover, and then we'll transition over into Mountain Movers, but I do want to come back to that. And for those of you who are just tuning in with us, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and you are joining us for another wonderful episode of Boots on the Ground, Blog Talk Radio. We have with us the very wonderful, powerful powerhouse, Dr. C. Denise Richardson, on the line with us. And she's sharing some very detailed, intimate, and transparent perspectives about her life and the things that she encountered as a survivor and a survivor of abuse, specifically child sexual abuse. And one of the things that you pointed out that I really wanted to touch on is people not recognizing the signs. So one of the takeaways that I want people to get from this show is to recognize that if you are around a child, or if it's your child, a niece, a nephew, what have you, you work with children, and they are acting in a way that seems unusual or odd to their behavior, if they are extremely hyper or if they are extremely withdrawn. Again, I'm putting an emphasis on those extremes because those are the things that we tend to want to categorize as they're just introverts, or they're just the life of the party, and that's just their bubbly personality. And that may be true, but sometimes it's a coping mechanism for children. So I just wanted to really hone in on that point because you talked about being an only child and the fact that people assume that because of the lifestyle that they perceive you to have, that you weren't having problems. And you're absolutely right that when you see a child behaving in a certain manner, we have to take some sense of responsibility and do some investigating and ask those types of questions. I love the fact that you do have, you and your husband have a program available that actually works with training others, you know, companies, businesses, organizations. I really want to make sure that we get that information out to our listening audience as well. It will be located on our Facebook fan page. Also, the Walking Into a New Life website, which is WIANL.org. Again, it's WIANL.org. Once you go there, you can connect with all of our social media sites. You can go to the blog, and we'll be sharing the different broadcasts that we've had over the last few weeks, few months. So anyone who's interested in going back and maybe listening to some of our past shows will have the opportunity to do that as well. But again, I just wanted to reiterate those points that you made about being a child and dealing with that and some of the signs that we look for. So I'm glad that not only were you so transparent in your experiences, but also that you provide opportunities to educate our community so that they can be aware and make sure that they know and understand the signs so that they can know how to best assist other people. So I just wanted to make sure we got those points mentioned. So thank you so much for your transparency.
You are so welcome. And can I add this little helping note, this rich perspective?
Yes.
I really, my platform is more about prevention. Child sexual abuse is preventable. I mean, it's just like everything else in the world. Some things are preventable. Natural disasters are unpreventable. That's in God's hands. But when I talk about some STIs, which is kind of off topic, or different choices that we make in life, some things are preventable if we'll just acknowledge the truth and say that we made the choice to do certain things. So my platform or my stance is that why have to do damage control after our children have already been exposed? See, we can be prevention agents. What I mean by that is become trained where you know how to protect the children. It doesn't have to be your biological child. It could be a surrogate child. It could be a foster child. We train foster parents, and this is an accredited. We are the only nationally accredited prevention training program. And I'm talking about Darkness to Light, Stewards of Children. And what we do is give tips, proven. I mean, like I said, we're nationally recognized. We offer proven steps toward prevention. And those, and just real quickly, those may include simple things such as allowing your children, teaching them the specific names of their body parts. We don't need to necessarily teach our children. I know it sounds cute and we're afraid, but when you go to the physician, the physician terms the vagina. And I mean, that's not a profane word. That's what the physician calls it. But when we teach them a cookie, don't, you know, baby, hide your cookie. There was one episode or experience where a child actually did get the courage to tell their counselor or their teacher. I can't remember which one. And the counselor or the teacher was like, okay, dad ate your cookies. That's cute. But see, the child didn't know how to respond to that because she was feeling terrible.
Right.
Her cookie was her vagina. So I'm just saying,
right,
I want the parents and anyone listening to your show, Joyce, to know that I know it's a tough subject. It's even probably comparable or tougher than talking about domestic violence because of the shame, because of the stigma, even with HIV and AIDS. But I'm telling you, if we as parents and community leaders, ministry leaders, whatever our role is in a child's life, if we would get trained and educated, because it's not the stranger on the streets, it's people we know and trust who are taking advantage of our children. So I wanted to add that little nugget to it.
Oh, no, absolutely, and thank you for that, because that's what this show is about, and that's really why I wanted to have boots on the ground, because I really wanted to provide a platform for people to be able to come on this show and speak transparently and honestly about different subjects that are important to them, because these are things that need to be talked about, and they need to be talked about in a real and realistic way. And you're absolutely right that the terms have to be spoken so that children can articulate what needs to be said, and adults too. You know,
absolutely.
We have a lot of adults that still don't know and understand all of the terminology. And so when I speak and I train, I tell people all the time that I'm going to use the real words. I'm going to use the politically correct words, and then I'm going to use the words that you may hear on the street, because you don't know who you're going to encounter, and you need to be able to know how to respond to someone when they're talking to you, because we're not all at the same place in terms of education. We are really ignorant to a lot of issues related to domestic violence, related to sexual assault and rape, related to child molestation, human trafficking. There's so much about it that we don't know, and the lingo is so different. So what you hear from a clinician may sound different from what you're going to hear from JoJo and Ray Ray on the street. It's just going to be that way. So we have to make sure that we are educating people properly so that they can be able, as I said, to articulate what's going on with them and then how we can best assist, whether you're the person who's being abused or whether you're someone who is talking to someone who has been abused. So, great nugget. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I'm going to transition for a moment. Let's talk about Mountain Movers Conference. Tell us about it.
Tell us why you decided
to hold it and why people need to come. I know why they need to come, but I'm going to allow you as the host of Mountain Movers to tell our audience why they need to be there. So, floor is yours.
Let's talk about it. I am so stoked, Joyce. I am so excited about this conference because you're asking me why am I having this. I'm having this because of women like you, women who have a voice, women who know what their purpose is, women who don't have it all the way that they have planned to have it, but they know and they trust in the trajectory of what God has done, and they want to open it up and share it with other women. It's not a secret that it shouldn't. It's more of a surprise. You know, like I said at the onset of your show, there are so many women who would look at a Joyce Kyles and would not know. Boots on the ground. What? I just love that. It's like we're in the trenches. We're out here. We're not in the four walls or the confines of the four walls. We're out here sharing this message, and we're incorporating. It's a holistic type of thing. So I'm having it because of women like you. And another reason I'm having this is because God spoke it. It was inspired by a book that I had been working on called Mountain Movers. And God spoke to me. I've been working on this book for at least 10 to 13 months. I really can't remember exactly. But he spoke to me this season that I was to have a conference. And I'm like, no way. I'm trying to argue with God about when to have something. It almost kind of reminded me of how people do with weddings. I'm serious, Joyce, because we say we don't have the right job or the right finances. And I know you know what I mean by you having a couple of nonprofits. You know how difficult it can be to have the right things that you feel, you know, but God's saying all that you need is within you, and I'll bring the team to you. I'll bring the people to you, and he's been sending them. So I want women, the reason that I'm having this conference other than because of women like you, we have Joyce Kyles, who is a breakout speaker, who is a vendor at Mountain Movers, the conference. We have Marisha Sherman bringing her groove, talking about how to get over these mountains of past sins and past relationships so you can get to defining your groove. Then we have Jessica Grace White, who is going to help us get over relationship woes and dysfunctional mindsets and self-esteem issues so that you can perfect your brand, define who you are. And because a lot of women can't do that. We have Nicole Williams, Clement Washington, Terica Hardy. These women are bringing so much. And I actually had a call, Joyce, from a woman that said when she read my name, she knew that this was going to be a spiritual conference. But when she saw all of this about sexual abuse, it made her think twice about it. So by the time I got off the phone with her, I think I spoke with her for about 12 to 17 minutes. She had about 5 questions for me. And I answered them. I said, you don't need to look at just my resume. I said, whereas you may not have been affected or know anyone who was affected by child sexual abuse or by domestic violence, I point blank, matter-of-factly told her. I said, I know for a fact that you need to be here because you've had dysfunctional relationships. I said, I can look at your ex-husband and see that, you know, that was a dysfunctional relationship. And even maybe some of the women that gravitate to you, I said, those are dysfunctional. Even maybe some things that you haven't forgiven yourself from, those are past sins. I said, so you need to look at the entire roster to see if that's going to make you feel better. I said, but I know for a fact that you need to be here. So I want women to come. This is not your traditional conference. This is not something that necessarily makes you feel great at the onset because it may challenge you to be not only real or transparent about what others have done to you, but about choices that you make once you come into full awareness of what choices are. Because like me, Joyce, even though I was sexually abused, I do believe that that was the initial, I believe that laid the foundation for mountains to become a part of my of my life. And the reason I say that is because I ended up dating a man who was not necessarily a child sexual abuser, a pedophile, but what he was a batterer. And because of my low self-esteem, even though, you know, I was a pretty nice-looking girl, had a pretty nice figure, this was the type of man that I drew to me, and I accepted for to be his quote-unquote girlfriend. And from the ages of 16 all the way up to 19 and a half, this, I think we dated for, and I mean the sense in what we meant back in the 70s and the 80s, I dated him for about 2 months before I decided to fornicate with him. So I'm hoping your listeners will understand what I mean by that, because most of my terms are going to be tied to the spiritual side of me, because at that time I didn't care about God. I didn't care about myself. This man, I waited about 2 months before I was intimate with him, and I didn't think about what the repercussions were going to be. At the time we started becoming intimate, I guess about a week to 2 weeks later, that's when he started fighting me, being abusive towards me, but I stayed with him. I had braces on the top row of my teeth, only on the top row. I remember one time he hit me so hard because a gentleman spoke to me, and he was only this guy that I was dating was only 2 years older than me, but he hit me so hard that the meat was hanging from my upper lip, and I would tuck it in. I remember having to tuck it in before my mom would go to work to hide it. So what I'm saying is, women have to recognize and be honest with themselves about why they continue to date men who are not faithful, first of all, to God, who are not faithful to them, who they have to chase. And I don't just mean faithful as far as, you know, being monogamous in a relationship, but I mean even with their finances.
Right.
This is the reason why we're attracting certain type of people, people who are abusive to us verbally, emotionally, physically. There's something that needs to be uprooted. There's a reason, and I want us, and I know you can do it, Joyce. I'm about to crown this on you. And the rest of these women who are on the roster to speak will speak life into these women. They need to know that everybody who comes into their circle is not just surface people. There are some real women out here making some real changes and who know a real God and who can help them transition from where they are, being broken on the inside but smiling on the outside and really not being able to be happy for people. See, I can be happy for Joyce and the successes of Joyce Cowles and Jason Cowles and their family, even if my stuff is falling apart. You know why? Because I know who I am, and I've addressed these mountains in my life. It's not so much that I'm equal to Joyce, but once you know that you've addressed some things in your life and put them in perspective, you can move. It's easy for you to be excited for other people, even when it's not you. So I want my sisters to realize that no matter what they see about me, we're not one another's enemy. We shouldn't be. And if we are, it's because of some deep-rooted. See, if a person doesn't know Joyce Cowles, and just looking at Joyce rubs me the wrong way, it's not even about Joyce. It's something inside of me. And I want our sisters to be healed. I want them to identify And also take accountability, Joyce. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that accountability is a big part of moving mountains in your life, because it's not all about what people have projected on you. You know, because I was an evil person, Joyce. I'm just going to be honest. I identify with Paul, the apostle, as Saul of Tarsus, because I was, Paul said before he was converted, he was like, I was a chief sinner. I mean, after he was converted, he realized what his track record had been, but his track record did not hinder him. So I, likewise, women don't have to remind me of how snobby and how angry and bitter and thought I was in school. Of course I did. I was a broken vessel, and I was just like a lot of women today, looking successful, looking good, but the inside is shallow and broken because of mountains that I have not climbed or I have not conquered.
How can we get tickets for this event? Where do they go?
Yes, ma'am. Well, go to mountainmoversconference.com. That's mountainmoversconference.com. And what they will be able to find there, we're updating the website daily. What they'll find is a list of the speakers, both keynote and breakouts. They'll also be privy to the agenda, the tentative agenda. They may arrive and things may have been tweaked a little bit, but they'll have a list of the vendors and the sponsors. Oh, we have some great sponsors. We have about 4 hospitals here in the Memphis area who are sponsoring us, so the swag bags will definitely be rich. We're going to have some great things. These are not things that you're just going to be able to just say, oh, they gave me something that they purchased from the dollar store. No, these swag bags are going to be rich. I mean, they're going to be chock full of useful, beneficial things that women can use every day. Again, that's mountainmoversconference.com, or you can look any one of us up on Facebook. I know you can look up Joyce Cowles. There should be information on there. See Denise Richardson, that's me, your women's rich life strategist. Marisha Sherman, Jessica Grace White, Nicole Williams, Clemeth Washington, Terica Hardy. You can also go to Eventbrite. Eventbrite has our selection of tickets, and I'll be sharing some more information today about those who pre-purchased tickets. They'll be entered into a drawing for other great door prizes that my husband, Apostle Cedric Richardson, has so graciously blessed us with. I am so thankful for him and all that he's attempted to do for this Mountain Movers Conference, because we're moving mountains, Joyce, and we're taking names. We're moving mountains and taking names. So I'm
all
excited
right,
about
all
it.
All right. All right, you all heard it here. We are so, so very pleased to have had the opportunity to have Dr. C. Denise Richardson on our show today. So you have no excuse now about getting your tickets. You know where to go, mountainmoversconference.com. As soon as you can, go ahead and purchase those tickets. The conference is taking place December 4th and 5th, so that's this Friday and Saturday. Go to mountainmoversconference.com, mountainmoversconference.com. As soon as you can, look up all of the details, your vendors, your sponsors, information about the guests that will be on the platform, breakout speakers and keynotes. So we are down to our last minute. I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. C. Denise, for being a special guest on our show today. Thank you so much to our listening audience. And remember that tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. December 1st is Giving Tuesday. We ask humbly that you give to Walking Into a New Life. We are a nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible of any amount, so feel free to give and give generously as you can. Again, it's Giving Tuesday, is tomorrow. And we also are offering the digital entertainment cards. So those who are accustomed to getting those big, bulky books every year, this time you can get them directly from us at WINL.org. Find out about getting those books from us, because that way you can actually download them rather than having the big bulky book. So I want to be clear about that, that you can actually download it and have the same national benefits that you would if it was the book. So again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. Dr. C. DeMuth, thank you so much. Thank you to our listening audience. Be blessed. We look forward to having you join us again next Monday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.